We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Refusing to apologize when you know you are the one at fault. Now, this may be a slam dunk verdict, but the testimony may sway your opinion.
It's the Judgment Zone. Tim's on the phone.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
So my question is it jerk or justified to not apologize to the driver who you rear-end on the expressway and causes damage to their vehicle?
Oh,
wait a minute.
What happened?
How is this even a question if it's jerk or justified?
Okay.
I have a feeling this is going to be a slam dunk.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What?
Okay.
What happened?
So she was getting on 490 yesterday from 441.
Who, your girlfriend?
Yep.
Okay.
Right there by the 490, 590 north, south,
yeah.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
And cars were, you know, stopped because they were trying to go, you know, to their respective ways home during rush hour.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend came to a complete stop, and the lady behind her hit her at probably 45, 50 miles an hour.
Ow. She okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened? Did the lady not apologize?
Nope. Nothing.
Wait, was there a police report filed or anything? Did you guys pull over? Did she just kind of, was it a hit and run?
Oh, no. They definitely pulled over. A police report was taken. And we filed the claim last night with her insurance company.
Yeah.
But, you know, I said to my girlfriend, I go, did she apologize? She goes, nope. She just stayed in her car and didn't say a single thing to me at all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think she was rattled? Do you think it was because she was rattled? What was her
age?
What did she look like?
Nervous.
Yeah, embarrassed, rattled. Was she really old?
No, she was like 60-something.
Yeah.
61. All
right.
That's
so
not that old.
Older.
It's not that old.
No, it's not that old.
All right, so, yeah, spring chicken right there.
So to get in an accident, you did the damage, and you don't apologize?
Yep.
Yeah, this might be a slam dunk, though. How are you going to argue it's okay?
Let's put it to the Judgment Zone, shall we? 222-2899 here on The Buzz.
The Judgment Zone.
So my question is it jerk or justified to not apologize to the driver who you rear-end on the expressway causing damage to their vehicle?
Oh. That's how it turned out a couple minutes ago. I got a phone
call. Wait a minute.
What happened? Right?
Yeah. And now, if you're new to the Judgment Zone, you can join our jury. We always have our, you know, our pool of jurors. Connie always calls up. Tony, Don, Frank, Jake Squared are always part of the jury.
Yeah.
But you guys are more than welcome to join in on the jury and give us your opinion. 222-2899.
Yeah, we'll come up with a nickname for you, too.
Yes. Well, I didn't really even say any nicknames. Connie, Tony, Don, those aren't really their names.
Well, we call Donzo. We call him Donzo.
Frank, okay, Donzo.
Frank from Batavia. You know, you got to give him a little.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Anyway,
sure,
so 222-2899. So the story was that his girlfriend was on the expressway, was kind of stopped to get into traffic because it was backed up. Some lady slammed in the back of her. Damage done. Everybody's fine. Police report taken. The woman never got out of her car and apologized or said anything to her. Just stayed in her vehicle. Jerk or justified?
I do think this may be a slam dunk. I mean, how are you going to argue that it's okay not to say you're sorry when you caused an accident?
Okay. Here's how I'm going to argue justified. You're going to argue jerk. I'm going to argue justified.
Yeah.
when you'd get into a fender bender, it's not that you're worried about, you know, because it's not a bad accident. It's just a boink, right?
Okay.
So you're not worried about the person's health next to you that you hit.
Why
you're
not?
You're not worried about your health.
You're not?
A fender bender, not a crash, not a complete total car
you're
thing.
You're still worried. Like, okay. I get it. No, I already said I get about- it that they're overwhelmed. They may be overwhelmed and nervous, but it doesn't give you permission not to apologize.
What you're worried about is confronting, not confronting, but communicating with that other person because you never know what you're going to get. Some dude might get out of his car with a tire iron and just come right after you. So that's why I'm arguing it's justified. Stay in your vehicle. Let the police take care of it. Have a nice day. Go on your way. And yes, you can. People are crazy. And it was a woman, and she didn't know. He had said it was like a 60-year-old woman who probably was a little afraid. So I will give her justified for not getting out of the car.
Dad, I am going to applaud that argument. That is a very good take on this.
Am I swaying?
But
you?
I still don't think if the officer is there, though, filing the police report, nothing bad can happen. You are safe. So just to say, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. Are you okay? You got to do an, oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Okay, let's
you
go.
You have to.
2222 Buzz. I got some. Yeah, on hold. I got one here. Let's pick this up. What do you think, Joker? Justified.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Connie.
Sure.
You say jerk? Why?
Say jerk. Because you hit the person. Why wouldn't you get out and say sorry?
Well, of course you're sorry. It's obviously she was embarrassed. She didn't, you know, wanted to stay in the vehicle, didn't want to be, wanted to be safe. You know, a lot of people, you know, you get out of the car, sometimes there could be another accident.
Very true, but it's still a jerk move.
Hi, Buzz.
I'm probably the only one that's going to say this, but why apologize for something that you couldn't avoid?
Yeah, an accident. It was an accident. You can't apologize for an accident because you didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, but you still say you're sorry. What do we teach our kids when you accidentally hurt your friend? You know, the accidents do happen. You're right. You got to go and see if they're okay and say you're sorry. You're embarrassed. You're ashamed. You're awkward. But you have to say you're sorry.
Okay. Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Jerk?
Total jerk. I got to tell you, almost 20 years ago, same thing happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
A guy rear-ended me. I was getting off at Lehigh, I think it was, or something. And I was stopped, and he rear-ended me, came to the door, and he's like, you all right? I go, I don't know. I'm like, it just happened. And he's like, well, what are you stopped for?
Like, oh, he yelled at you.
And he didn't apologize. Total D-bag.
Yeah, he should have not even come up to you. That's I still think it's justified to just stay in your car, let it get taken care of, exchange the police officer, give him your insurance. You guys can swap it. Have a nice day.
You're not being a human then. What happened to humanity just being nice and caring for each other?
Case in point. Case in point. There was an interaction between the two, and it didn't turn out well. You could have avoided that by you just stay in the car.
Well, what... That's sad. That is really sad if your advice is, and if you're going to say, gosh, if you guys rule this case justified not to apologize when you get into a fender bender in fear of your quote-unquote life, like Scott made it sound.
Well.
That's really sad.
One of the scenarios. Hi, the boss, jerk justified.
Jerk.
KY?
They could at least wait for the police officer. Maybe when it's done, just go over and say, hey, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
Gotcha. Hi, the buzz. Good morning. Jerk justified.
Justified.
Ah, there's Donzo.
Oh, Donzo.
One of the first things they tell you is do not apologize. It's an admission of guilt, first off. Second off, you're not supposed to have any contact with the other driver until the police get there.
Mm-hmm.
You give them your information, you get theirs, and you go on your way.
But the person behind is always at fault.
That's why they call them swoop and stops. I don't know if you've ever heard about that.
No, what's that?
Where someone pulls ahead of you and slams on their brakes real quick, so you hit them so they can collect an insurance
check. Oh, so you
get
insurance, yeah.
How do you know about swoop and stops?
Because it happened to me.
It did happen to you, really. Wow.
Yeah, brand new truck.
Oh, dude.
Ouch.
Thanks, Donzo. Have a good weekend.
You too, buddy.
Okay, bye.
All right, this very next call, Scotty. Very next call, we'll either tie it up or slam dunk. It's jerk.
Okay,
or
hi, the buzz.
Not slam dunk, but it's...
Yeah, this is hi, the buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
Hi.
Hi, Leo.
I think... She is justified for not getting out of her car.
Wow, you just tied it up.
If it's on the expressway, do you know how dangerous it is to get out of your car?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Especially if she's an elderly woman. she's justified for staying in the car.
There you go.
Can't you shout out your window, I'm sorry?
No.
Oh. Okay. Okay, it's tied right now.
It's tied. Next call?
It's hung jury. Yep.
Wow. Hello. Hi, The Buzz.
Hi.
Hi. You are now the tiebreaker, whether it's jerk or justified. When you get in an accident and you hit somebody, you don't get out of the car and talk to them or apologize. What do you think? Jerk or justified?
I think jerk.
Okay. Case
thanks,
closed.
Buddy. Oh, my you're God. I can't believe it.
You're a jerk.
He's not old enough
you're
to drive.
Jerk.
How can he be?
You're a jerk. You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of The Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.